For some college students, their capstone project is a chore. For others, it gets them a ticket to some of the world's most prestigious film festivals. That was the case for our next guest. Roxana Denise Stevens Ibarra is a senior at the University of Arizona, and her capstone project was a film called Tesoro. It tells the story of an old man selling his car to make ends meet and reliving a life's worth of memories in the process. It was meant to tell a simple love story about someone who looked like her, Ibarra says, and now it's been selected for inclusion in 9 film festivals, including the New York Latino Film Festival and the Academy Award-qualifying Urban World Film Festival. Ibarra spoke more about it all with our co-host, Lauren Gilger.
Tesoro essentially began as a stringing together of stories told multi-generationally through my family. So ultimately, it's snippets of different kinds of experiences told to me through my grandparents, through my tías, my mom, myself. And so in Tesoro, it surrounds the subject of an elderly Chicano man who has to sell his vehicle to make ends meet, but is reminiscing and skipping through time in the vehicle as he prepares to say farewell to his youth.
So that's a little bit of the plot line. But as you say, this was really inspired, it sounds like, by your own family. Was that a goal of yours to represent something like that on screen?
Ultimately, yes, to make it long story short. But I actually did not intend to tell multi-generational stories in my artwork and instead retell folkloric stories of Mexico and where I come from. But then, as I spent more time watching movies and trying to make sort of a combination of films into one idea, I realized there was no films that I could compare this idea to, which was kind of heartbreaking because I realized then in that moment that I don't have, or at least my community as well doesn't have, love stories without trauma in the Chicano community. And that comes separate from novelas and separate from rom-coms by Derbez in Mexico. It's heartbreaking to not have the equivalent of a La La Land or the equivalent of a Notebook story in the Mexican-American community. So that is essentially what I wanted to focus on.
That's so interesting. Did you grow up in Arizona, in Tucson there, or where are you from?
So I'm a fronteriza, which means I'm a girl from ambos lados. I grew up here in Tucson, Arizona. I was born here, but I spent most of my summers and weekends in Mexico or Nogales, Sonora.
So traveling back and forth a lot.
Yes, my dad works in Mexico as an import-export small business owner. So he works a lot in Mexico, sometimes 2 to 3 weeks at a time. So growing up, whenever we were at school or we had a few days of a break, we'd go with him.
Yeah. So it sounds like when you came down to it, you wanted to tell true stories.
Yeah, ultimately, it wasn't an intention. It's what it became. So essentially, part of my family became or manifested itself into a film.
I want to ask about the lack of trauma, as you say, right? Like so much of, especially what we hear around the border, which is where you've spent your life, you know, like is about the difficult situations that migrants find themselves in there, the policies that have hurt people, you know, all of these things that are difficult and heavy. You wanted to stay away from that, it sounds like, to tell stories that are, you know, the equivalent, as you say, of The Notebook.
Yes. So there are like everyday human experiences, regardless of race, regardless of gender and sexuality. There's always a sort of unique human experience that occurs when a person is in love. And this film was meant to embody love in general, like a compassionate love for the community, a love towards memory and yourself and a partner. And so when I talk about like lack of trauma, like trauma surrounds all of us, especially like growing up in border state and being the home of SB 1070, there's a unique kind of trauma that like I have to live with every day. The trauma of being told to speak American or being a woman and being in an industry that's mostly male dominated. So it's a very weird situation where I wanted to avoid all of those things and essentially focus on the love of filmmaking and make a story that functions as a love letter.
I mean, that sounds like something that should not be profound, but really is rare and very profound, it sounds like.
It wasn't intentionally supposed to be like that. It's a very strange occurrence that, like, it just happens when you make art. You know, it's very hard to separate art from the artist, I think.
Yeah, understandable. So now, I mean, this film showcased at U of A as part of your thesis, but now it's being recognized in some pretty cool ways. You just showed at a couple of pretty big film festivals, the New York Latino Film Festival, the Urban World Film Festival, which is Academy Award qualifying. How does all this feel, this kind of attention?
It almost feels like what I described as like the Mexican Cinderella story. I was talking about it like, you know, I get to go through the ball. Like I was invited. You know, the opportunity to be included and to have a platform is so, so unbelievable. And it doesn't seem real, you know. No one in my family has ever had this experience. So, you know, going to New York, you know, for the very first time, flying out to the East Coast for the first time, and ultimately for a film festival was like winning the lottery.
How was it? How was it received?
It was received really well. I was completely, you know, unpleasantly surprised that everyone was so kind and that I was, you know, playing my film alongside all these amazing filmmakers who have come from all around the world. And to think that, like, I'm a part of that amazing lineup is truly, truly humbling.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're not only a filmmaker. I mean, you've also studied music. You're a violinist. I understand you might want to look into acting as well. And you're young. You haven't even graduated college yet. So tell us a little bit about what you want to do, where you want to take all this.
Oh, this is hard. Currently, I'm a student still, and I am in my last semester of my music education degree. So I am actually student teaching and teaching full-time at Wakefield Middle School in Southern Tucson. And as I look forward into like the future, I do want to continue telling stories that, you know, are multi-generational and are part of this long line of, you know, experiences in the Mexican American community that if I didn't tell, like, no one would know about. It's all about, I think, preserving culture, which is very similar to my music standpoint or my music philosophy, is that music and art are essentially a preservation of dying cultures. And not to say that Mexican culture is dying, but it's an erasure that happens when it isn't documented.
All right. That is Roxana Denise Stevens Ibarra, whose film Tesoro was selected for 9 film festivals this year. She's a senior at the University of Arizona's Fred Fox School of Music, graduating in December. Roxana, thank you so much for coming on the show to talk to us about this, and congratulations.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.